I am coming to you with a business idea. But first, let me set the stage. So this morning, I'm making a lot of progress on this Surge screencast series on data tables. I'm really excited about it, and it's work I really, really enjoy, and I haven't been able to do for a long time because I've had to work on this Liveware V2 stuff and whatever. So it's now time to pay attention to Surge again and to kind of revamp and add more content. And I'm doing that, and I feel good about it, and I'm going to launch this, and it's going to feel great. So I feel like an area that I was kind of behind, I am now ahead on. But I am now behind on another area. Last week and the week before, I pretty much spent all my time in the repository fixing bugs, merging pull requests, stuff like that. But since I started working on Surge, basically the past 3 working days, that's it, I now feel way behind in the repository. It's literally been 3 working days that I have not been in the repository actively, and I already feel like I've backslidden. I already feel like all that work I put in, you know, it's still valuable, that work, but I was on top of things and now I'm not. And so now I'm like, oh, now I need to finish the screencast series so I can get back to the repository and pay attention to it and whatever. So it's just kind of this feeling of like you get ahead on one thing and then you just get behind on the other. And then there's things I would love to do. There's, there was a criticism of Livewire on Twitter, Steve Bauman, I think. He said something like the reason that he wouldn't go for it is its lack of, like he said, if I go for Vue or React, you know, I can just pop in, you know, Vue Select and Vue Charts and Vue Maps and all of these Vue plugins, and which, you know, is valid. There's no Livewire Maps, there's no Livewire Select, whatever. And that's kind of, you all know my story for that, which is basically use the vanilla JS version, learn how to integrate Alpine with those things and Livewire, and then you can integrate whatever you want. But it definitely takes a little bit more than just importing. And you know what? Oh, tangent. We're going on a tangent. I took that journey like I was on that journey. That's what I used to do when I got into Vue, is just use all the Vue plugins. But really, they're just like more restrictive versions of existing solutions. And you end up trying to like hack them, and you end up like, I don't know. I always found it more frustrating than anything. I would make my own wrapper components for like Vue Select or something. And you just spend just as much time like looking up documentation and figuring out what events are fired and what options you can pass in to make yours do that very specific thing. And I don't know. I feel like I dig just as deep. Like, there's no easy answer there. There's, because it's just a hard problem. You can't make one, you know, Select plugin to solve everything for everyone and look good for everybody and work well and whatever. And you can't make one charting library to handle every use case perfectly and whatever. Anyway, okay, tangent over, and Blade UI Kit is an existing solution that should solve this, but whatever. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, you know what? How hard is it for me to wrap up every third-party library that I can think of, which I've done, you know, a little bit for tricks with Surge and Pick a Day. Why not do everyone? Let's do Select too. Let's do Choices. Let's do maybe even Chosen, maybe other date pickers, jQuery, you know, UI stuff. I don't know, tricks, that other one that I can't think of, and markdown editors and maps and all that stuff. You know, what if I did that? I don't feel like it would take me that long, and you could just, you know, copy and paste in your app and I could offer that. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I thought I don't freaking have time for that right now. Like that's such a great opportunity. I would love to do that. But I got so much freaking stuff to do, you know? So what I thought, and what I've, you know, been thinking about and have even told you about, is that I would love if I had help, if I had people or a person who could basically be tentative to the repository, kind of like the Dries Vince for Taylor. I know other people are active, but I think for the most part, that's Dries's position. Is it Dries or Dries? I literally ask him this. I've asked him this multiple times and I don't even remember. Like, I want to say Dries, but I think maybe it's Dries. Dries? Let's say Dries. Nope, Dries. Okay. Dries Vince, he is in the repository. And so he deals with like the bulk of the stuff. And then, you know, Taylor will hop in on something maybe when Dries pings him. And Taylor still deals with pull requests and still has like final say. And that's what I want. I'm not going to disconnect from the repository. I would want to manage pull requests. I would want to manage tagging releases. I would want to manage building new features and things like that. But I would want somebody else to triage issues and prioritize things and verify bugs and write tests. And then maybe as the relationship grows, they do more and can help with feature stuff. And also, I would love it if that person spent some time in the Discord chat and on the forum and in the discussions and kind of just was the surveyor of the landscape and called back to me when issues arose or when people have things or whatever. Okay. So here's the thing. That would be great. And I would love to just hire this person, but I don't make enough money to justify hiring somebody full-time, even part-time. Like, I feel like, so, you know, I'm just being transparent. Last year, I made like $20,000 or something for the year. And fortunately, I saved up a bunch before that. My wife makes some money, decent money. She's a photographer. But this year with COVID, her income's basically like gone. Like, it slowed way, way, way down. And then mine has ramped up because all the sponsor stuff. So I feel like, I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm in a position to pay somebody like, let's say like $80,000, for a year. If I think about my income minus $80,000, well, I think I would make less than them or maybe the exact amount. You know what I mean? It just feels like I finally got ahead income wise. And I don't want to step back, but then it's like, well, maybe that's what you do. Maybe that's you put in that investment. You just make that leap with the faith that you're going to grow the business and you're going to get back to that place of being ahead. So anyway, all this to say, wouldn't it be great if I didn't have to pay the whole thing myself? Haha, this is where the business idea comes in. I get a lot of requests for consulting, and a lot of it's like an hour or so here and there. And I can't really do those anymore. I used to do them, but I don't really do them anymore. I try to still help people because my personality has a pretty hard time saying, no, I don't do this stuff. Sorry, bye. Or ignoring people. So I try to, you know, help out where I can, but it would be great, great if I had somebody else that could do these consulting sessions. Because here's the thing, there's a need in the community and I think it would be awesome. Imagine if there was a tab in, picture this. You go to the LiveWire docs and there's a tab called consult, I don't know, called hire, called help, get help or hire help or something. And then there's like an a la carte, you know, buy an hour. And maybe you can book and pay for it right there. Maybe there's a calendar, like a Calendly link with availability and you can just pick an hour. And Calendly, you can collect payments with Calendly. So maybe you just pay whatever price for the hour. And then that hour comes and you get an email with a Zoom link and a LiveWire professional on the other end of that Zoom call. And it wouldn't be me, but it would be somebody who could ping me and who has access to me and who would be a LiveWire pro and would know the ins and outs and would know how I do things and answer questions and solve problems. I think that would be a fantastic experience for you, for people who use LiveWire. And I think that it would be good for me because I don't have to do the consulting. So my thought is okay, that's one story of the business idea is this sort of a la carte, you know, purchasing of time one-off here and there. The other idea is maybe that's a mixture. You have like a contract with me where you get an hour or so or some amount every week or 2 weeks or month or quarter. And okay, so the idea is that if I could mix this consulting in with my own cash, I feel like I could support another person. And if I could support another person, that would mean really big things for LiveWire and Alpine for moving forward faster, kind of like, you know, whatever. So that really excites me. So here's what I'm saying. I am curious if you think this is a good idea. I did a small session with somebody this morning and I pitched it to them. And they thought it was a good idea and they would probably, you know, partake. So if this is something that you're interested in, if you're interested in any way, like in any capacity for this idea, then okay, I set up a Google form. If you go to Laravel LiveWire, it's in the show notes, but if you go to LaravelLiveWire.com, just the LiveWire docs, and you do /feedback. /consult. You go to laravellivewire.com/consult. And then this form will come up and it's super simple. You just give me your name and email and then the frequency that you're interested in, like once in a while, once a quarter, and then the ideal session duration. And that's it. It's two questions plus your name and email. And I'm super duper interested in gauging interest in this. So I figured this would be a good way that before I move any farther with this idea, I can validate it. So I know it's really hard to get people to do things from podcasts. I know that from No Plans to Merge. It's pretty hard because, you know, you're listening to this on your run and you're like, oh, when I go back, when I get back, I'll go to that site and I'll look at it. So it's difficult. And then you forget between then. But if you're thinking right now that this is something that you would be interested in, please go to that website and give me your feedback. It would mean a ton to me. I think it would be really great. I'm picturing if I was a company who used LiveWire and I pay my employees, you know, their normal hourly rate, whatever. Okay, so I have this company and my employees, they have so much to do. They use LiveWire, they use Laravel, they use whatever, all the other tech. They have a million things to do, and they come across some bug, or they come across a issue, or they come across something that's confusing to them, or they're trying to accomplish something bold and different and they don't know the right way to do it, or they feel like their architecture's bad or something's slow, or they feel any of these things. Rather than spinning your wheels, you could pay a comparatively small sum, because it would be like an a la carte thing, a comparatively small sum to get somebody who's like full-time dedicated to addressing these issues. And it would have the benefit of A, having a line of feedback to me where I would be aware of the issues people are experiencing because somebody I work with closely is delving into them all the time. And B, I don't know what the letter B is, but it's probably really valid. And that's, yeah. So I think it would be really, really great for you, and it'd be really, really great for me. So if it's something you would be interested in, please go and fill out that form. Because right now you can buy my time, I think, with GitHub sponsors. But it's like $1,000 a month for 1.5 hours, which is ridiculous. So if you're interested at all in this, please hit me up. I would love to see that Google form, you know, going bonkers and everybody's super interested. And then we can get this thing going and I can start hiring and find somebody. And then life changed. LiveWire, you know, the NOS button is hit on the LiveWire machine. And that would be fantastic. So thanks for hearing me out. I hope that you have a good day. I know I'm past time, but I figure, you know, this is a sponsored episode by myself. So we're doing 12 and a half minutes. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Talk to you later.